Denmark has created a new ambassadorship that is not tied to any country. This ambassador isn't based in a foreign capital. Instead, veteran diplomat Kasper Klunge moved his family to Palo Alto, California, Silicon Valley. He's the world's first tech ambassador. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
First, just tell me basically what kinds of issues are you working on with these companies?
Well, it's basically a very broad agenda. This is a positive, optimistic initiative taken by the Danish government. We firmly believe that technology will help solve some of the major issues that we'll be facing. It will bring people out of poverty. It will solve some of the healthcare issues that we're looking towards. But of course, there's also a feeling that if we look at some of the tech giants, many of them have economies that are bigger than most countries around the world. And with that, financial power also follows a responsibility.
Your country, Denmark, is very technologically sophisticated, a very highly developed country, and also a very small country. And so I wonder whether it feels at all odd for you to be the sole ambassador to the tech industry in Silicon Valley when the major global superpowers don't necessarily have somebody in the same role as you.
Yeah, I feel very lonely every day, so I'm hoping that I will not remain the only one. And by the way, I don't think I will remain the only tech ambassador. I think other countries will do something similar, if not exactly the same. But I think the point here is that it's not necessarily the size of the country, but sometimes it's the size of the argument that will actually determine whether an initiative is successful or not. And I think in our case, what we are doing, being the first movers on bringing technology into diplomacy and into global affairs, is to show other countries, or indeed international organizations, that we need to treat this in a much more formalized way than we have in the past. And what has been very interesting for me, representing a very small country like Denmark, is the ability to set an international agenda with this initiative. And I think it's one of the reasons why, you know, my inbox and my phone every day is swamped by a lot of requests from capitals all over the world, but also from international organizations like the European Union, the UN, NATO, with a lot of curiosity, trying to get a conversation going with us and what is our lessons learned and how do we take forward this dialogue on technology and digitalization.
Who do you even talk to with these tech companies? I mean, a country will have a foreign minister or a secretary of state. Who's your point person at Google or Amazon or Apple?
There are different angles into it. And of course, some of it depends on what topics we're discussing. But I think the important bit here is also to perhaps underline that we have a global mandate with this initiative. I'm not just the ambassador to Silicon Valley companies or the West Coast of the U.S. I have a team which is sitting both in Silicon Valley, in Copenhagen, and also in Beijing.
When you say it's not the size of the country, it's the size of the argument that matters. Describe for us the single biggest argument you're making right now. What's the one thing that is most frequently on your agenda, most frequently comes up in these meetings you're having?
Sort of the geopolitical consequences of new technology. You know, my previous posting was as an ambassador to Indonesia and Southeast Asia. You know, that's a country that will benefit tremendously from technology changes. But it's also crystal clear that that's a country that could also, you know, fall a little bit behind. You could see digital poor people arise. You know, that will probably be also be in the future the causes of migration and to some extent even of extremism.
And so are you talking about that now with the tech companies that you're meeting with in Silicon Valley?
No, absolutely. I think another point, which is perhaps a little bit more inward looking, is how will we be able to regulate and legislate in the digital era? And I think the whole question of governance is something that will increasingly come under pressure, simply because of the pace of development, but of course also because these technologies knows no boundaries. I don't have the answer to these questions. I'll be very, very honest and blunt about it. But what I do know is that we need to have those conversations, and we need to have them more frequently than we've had in the past.
Kasper Klunge is Denmark's ambassador to Silicon Valley. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.